was then, as now, a challenge mostly to myself. An artist or a poet, the means needing to fit my end as it lay before me, creeping up my back like a haunting. I'm called to the old grim house through gray doors and sexless. The women trying to hide round swaying behinds, leaving them the commons of Ivy League universities in the hands of our oppressors, cupped firmly into their two-hand strong grip. So I've turned back to cursing me somebody who ain't gonna hear my poem, who played reruns for those thinking my words were just clever or cute, and left me bitter and ready for a gentle caress. I just saw a poet's dope fiend movie and wanted a bag to hide in. My poems to hide in, you know, my courage only than the history of oppression. Less funny than so many homeless and witless refugees dropped in tatters on these shores. I want to hide myself inside of you and have you swallow me whole and then drop me out healed and I'm not so very hungry. From my window, the outside is covered by years of soot. I see the silhouettes of hazy men walk by, crippled, dragging body parts behind them like the burden found in existential books. We are existing in some European paradigm and without hope or horizon. Without drums or my whip, a jig dance to the music of hate and poverty, and to the sizzling of bacons and the aroma of pork chops frying in the skillet. And I get me loose and foot free and dive head first into the jiggable walls. Captain Boss, sir, would you please tear me down from my soot-covered window and have not my feet to fail me down? I want to dance until this despair and western burden falls into happy feet, into a wide toothy grin, into a waltz to be remembered. It seems many of our other warriors would rather some somber reflection, something like that by another poet, drug dead some 30 years or more. Loud and ineffective as stolen planes laying low tall buildings, clouds of human ash and pain, more iodine and more cleansing called a war on terror. You know, I've always been terrified of you and your wars and your rotting cancers, your Barbie dolls and G.I. Joes forced to sex by little American boys and girls. Blonde Barbie's legs have been known to pop off getting hoisted into position. I've always felt the effects of your terror. I've heard my poems are emotional, that I emote judges and soldiers and concubine advisors and other black-faced pirates riding the ocean of disease that engulf my people, that feed my so very deep wounds, that leave me so much more than emotional. So only this pen keeps the gun from my head, or better yet, yours. Or better still, you're just born to crack a privileged baby's. Wait, hold on. I ain't mean to say shit, I get confused. I ain't mean that there, sir. You wanna see me dance? I dance is real, real fine for you and Missy over there. Catch my act on Broadway. Ain't no cheap chickens, just like you like it, sir. We ain't changed, sir. We still got them happy foots ready when you need them. And I whisper real low as I walk, shuffle and jigaboo waltz away. Cracker without even a hint of a smile. And I was holding my gun cocked and closed under my tatters. But you know, it's late. And this poem seems to be getting a little long. Not as long as I watch your foot cutting off to the air to so many people across the globe. Your boot pressed tight to their throats. But this poem, and now me, grows tired of crudely hurling feed words at you. And you and me are your wars and your savagery are your legacy. And your impatience. Your science that was conceived of as patience, there will be a short death in the scheme of things. My pen has fallen long silent, and my anger is a scratching at the scabs of the many wounds you have left as you exit. Your lack of children and fertility, your disease that has all of us, your failed schemes for tomorrow are fuel for my feet. These bouts of despair and terror, and these final moments of your foolish pleasure. And as I reach to you, and you join me as always on the killing floor for our turn at the Jigaboo Waltz. Thank you.